Hi, everybody. We're on to our next episode of Comm Talk with our special guest, Denny Pavan. He is the resident expert in trade show exhibits and everything to do with them. Today, we're going to talk about the actual trade show presentation, the day of the show, the exciting day of the show, and everything that relates to that. Welcome, Denny.
Hey, Dan. Nice to be back again.
Yeah.
And we last left off about what to do in pre-show planning and working with getting your exhibit planning done. Your exhibit's now complete, and how you want to exhibit is now thought through. And so now there's show day. Well, yeah. Okay, you and your team need to think about how you want to represent yourselves at the show. And you can do it in a team effort if you decide in branded clothing that represents the company no matter what, you know, whether it's very small, but your name and brand is there, even a message on the wearer that you have. So that when you're wherever in the show, they know who you are and where you're from.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. But also then now the show has started. So, you know, you want to make sure that you're covered in a lot of different areas at the show. Yeah. Besides the exhibit itself, there is what is known in trade show world, it's the marketplace. You know, it is a literal marketplace. And so as a marketplace, you want to take advantage of every opportunity to engage with attendees beyond your booth.
Yeah.
Okay. So the booth side is one thing, but there's also breakfasts and lunches and elements that are sponsored where you can kind of divide the team and go sit at a table during those breaks and talk to people and go, by the way, you know, I'm with so-and-so and we're here and we're at booth 327 over there.
Yeah, right.
And it's a good way to start networking. And networking is the other part of the show that's extremely important. Even after the show itself, there are hosted dinners. There are what I call hosted, but you know, they're put on by the show itself.
Yeah.
There's pre-show, like the night before type events.
Then
there's the day of events. Right. There are things going on within the show that are purposely there for networking.
Yeah.
And then even at the hotel, there's usually a key hotel or two attached to a show.
Yeah.
Even if you're not at that hotel, you might want to hang out at the bar or nearby. And just casually introduce yourself to people. And if you're with one or another associate, you know, it makes it a lot easier.
But I always thought when you go to these shows and you go to a bar, you think the cost of drinks are expensive on an airplane. You go there, it's like, holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, you're a captive audience. Right,
right. Right.
But yet and, people still drink their way.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, it's that part of it. But in some cases, too, you know, it's not like you're going to be downing, you know, whiskey all night long. Basically, you're having a cocktail and maybe even a non-cocktail.
Yeah. Right.
And meeting people and saying, hi, I'm so-and-so, and you're with, and I'm with. There are some shows that do have very nice events where, as an exhibitor, you're part of it, and the attendees are part of it, and they intermix. One that I went to a while ago was a great event. It's the IAEE, the International Association of Exhibitions and Events, but their night was at Harry Potter Village at Universal Studios.
Oh, how cool.
And it was really cool, but at the same time, it was all about networking. So, you know, you get a chance to meet a lot of different people. Then the next day is the show itself.
Yeah.
And around shows, by the way, we do talk about the exhibiting part and you're at the show, but there is that portion of the show that's highlighted for the trade show.
Yeah.
But then there's the education portion of a show that's seminars and sessions that are dedicated to that particular industry. They might be information sessions. They might be topics that are given by a keynote speaker. Mm-hmm. And these are also elements that someone within your company should at least attend and try to, you know, see someone that seating next to someone is to introduce yourself and say hi. But that's a day-long event, and then it takes you, you know, right into the evenings, and by that time, you're pretty well pooped. So you go to the next day, and, like, you know, people get an early start and get back to it again. But the sessions and the education is extremely important. But while you're at that show floor, it's engaging. It's, again, getting people into your booth. And if you have a space that allows you to bring people in rather than just let them pass by, that's the very important part of it. And also having topics that are very interesting to what your product relates within that industry itself.
Yeah, you know, and I always thought it would be super important, you know, kind of like a football team where you're, you know, trading people in and out, because you can't have somebody standing there for 8 hours. You can always see the guy that's been there for 7 hours and he's just looking, So if you trade them in and out every, you know, rotate people, your sales staff or whatever it might be, every 3 or 4 hours, you know, that way they're not getting too crazy.
Well, yeah, you know, and I kind of seen it where you try to go, because these guys are some guys, I should say, there's, you know, it's these
people. Gotta watch your P's.
Well, you know, I think men and women at a show.
Is that the only people? We can't even go there.
No, we can't go there. But let's say the attendees at
there
a show
you go.
are a variety of different people with different backgrounds that bring them to that show, whether they're buyers or whether they're involved in the manufacturing process or involved in some type of business process associated with that particular industry. Mm-hmm. They're there for a reason to get information, but they're also there to network with their peers, with other people in that industry, because they can learn from each other.
Yeah.
So your role as an exhibitor is to help them with the information.
Yeah.
You know, now they may have been invited to your booth pre-show, or you're building your database and your contact list and your follow-up list while you're at the show by some type of incentive that you have at your booth. And it's not giving out candy, but it is having them have the opportunity to provide their email address in one way or the other. And some people do these nice little giveaway contests where you know, you can win an iPad or you can do something. All you need is just to scan the badge. That's all you really need to do. Today, everything is scannable. There's a lot of technology now within the shows. And I did want to make sure that we mention visually at your exhibit the incorporation of video, which is very helpful. There's a lot of new, you know, if I'm looking at a back wall, back wall lighting is now much, much improved over what was just a back wall pop up with a little light on the top
light
of
on
it.
The top.
No, you can light the whole thing. You can actually incorporate a video monitor into it.
Yeah.
And if you have something that's worthwhile watching, something that's, again, eye-catching and engaging in that video screen, it's amazing. Well, you know, one thing I did see that was really very, very engaging was an entire back wall that was a moving video. So
that's cool.
With LED lighting now, with LED panels, it's a special, you know, it's another step up, but the LED panels allow you to go around corners with a visual that
that's cool.
You can, you know, you're like, if I'm in a whitewater raft, I can go around the turn and I watch it go from A to B, but it's eye catching. I'm going down the aisle. I see some type of really strong visual that's going to make you stop. Yeah. But then it also has to come back and relate to your brand, too.
Right.
In a metaphorical way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely right. I remember your brother-in-law was on our podcast once. He was telling us about the sound stages that they have now that you don't even need a background anymore. It's unbelievable.
And AI can be now incorporated into your exhibit design.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can imagine what your exhibit wants to look like.
Yeah.
And if you work with a good exhibit firm, they're very helpful. No question about it. Yeah. They can really help you shine. Bring your brand to the forefront.
To fruition.
The fruition, yes.
Well, excellent. These are some great points, Denny. I really appreciate you coming on today about this. Anybody that's in trade shows really needs to know this stuff.
Yeah.
So, well, great. This was a great episode. And we look forward to our final episode next week when we talk about post-show production.
Right.
No, post-show production, would you call
it? No, it's post-show follow-up.
Post-show follow-up.
Yeah.
Even better. Okay, sounds good. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
And
catch you soon.
See you guys later.